and the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it.
Pleased to welcome into the show NFOS, a friend of the show, a recurring guest, executive director of the Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation, and mother of Miss Alex, Liz Scott. Liz, you kick this thing off each and every year. We're in season three. Can't thank you enough for your time today.
Thank you. I am very excited to be here to kick it off.
You've had a carousel kind of week, which we will get into, but it seems like that's your life. Our audience right now is going to learn where your passion lies, kind of what you're all about, what Alex Lemonade Stand is all about. Not that we haven't given them every bit of information. I mentioned this is season three, so the audience knows who you are. They know your voice. They know what the heck we're doing here, and they are in this fight just like you are and just like I am. Liz, it's season three. When this was first brought to your attention, when Jody Nolte or some more of your team members like Erica, who was recently married, congratulations to Erica, came to you and approached you with this, and you had a chance to speak to myself, Chris Schenkel. Did you ever imagine that it would get to season three and that we're looking onward to season five, six, seven, eight? Or did you just think it was a one season thing? This is pretty cool. How cool is it though?
That is an excellent question. I thought it was a really cool idea and unique way to engage young people, athletes like who are super competitive. So great people to get involved in the cause in a friendly competition for a good cause. And of course, combining with the power of Northwestern Mutual, who's our largest sponsor, I knew it could be something special, but I also knew it's not easy, right, to build something and to get momentum and to get people on board and to make it successful. So I knew there was a chance it could be a one and done, but I'm so glad that it's season three and it's bigger and better than ever.
Bigger and better than ever is right. This thing just continues to grow and we're dipping our toes into giant markets like Bozeman, who host Montana State. Bobcats, this is a team that contends year in and year out for national championships. So for those listening right now, just know that we got some big hitters. It's not only South Dakota State and the Dakota schools, right? We've brought in the Montana States. And if you're asking me, I think Montana State is kind of the favorite in all of this thing. And when we talk about how cool this is, just generally, in today's day and age in the college football landscape, name, image, and likeness gets thrown around. All of these players using their popularity, what they mean to their school and their community, whether it is to strike brand deals, whether it is to, you know, sign autographs and show up in certain places where they're able to receive money for it. Of course, because they've worked their tail off and it's something that they deserve, but we took a different approach here. And why not use their name, image, and likeness? Why not use players' popularities in a space in the FCS that doesn't have as much light shone on it as it should to raise money for pediatric cancer and trying to put an end to that? With all of that being said, do you and your work, because I know you're traveling, I know you've been all over the place, do you see athletes at the forefront of majority of these things like that? And kind of why is that a strength and why is it a smart thing to do to have athletes lead the way in raising awareness and money for a cause, obviously, like putting an end to childhood cancer?
So we have, you know, we have people of all ages and all different backgrounds who use their talents to support us. So we have a lot of lemonade stands hosted by children, young children, which is obviously very close to my heart. That's how we started. I love getting kids involved. We have culinary events where chefs cook all over the country and people come out and support a cause. We have athletes. And I think what is so cool about the athletes is, for one thing, everybody loves sports in this country, especially, right? So you're playing sports as a kid. Maybe you become a spectator as you get older. If you're lucky, you get to keep playing. But it's such a feel-good thing, right? To have a team that you can root for and to have somebody on that team trying to do something good that you can root for. To me, it's just the whole package, right? It's like supporting a good cause, motivating people to give, getting inspired by a team or by a player that you're already rooting for, getting to know some of the players because they're putting themselves out there for a good cause. I see it as an area we could honestly grow in. And I think what you've done is you've showed us that there's a model to do this, right, in the sports community and to make it work.
That's fantastic. I really love to hear that because, yes, if that is what we're doing, showing you that not only is there a model, but kind of here's how we're going about it and here's, you know, somebody's brain that you can pick, that's what we're here for, because we're in season season three, and there are no signs of slowing down. If anything, we're just going to continue to expand and grow this thing. And last year, a little under $70,000 with the 12 to 14 schools and athletes that I believe we had. The year before that, just shy of 50. This season, guaranteed, we're going to smoke that six figures number. I know it. We're raising well over $100,000. And I said that's with 20 plus schools. So just imagine if we got that up to 40 or 50, right? The damage that we could do in the lives that ultimately we could change, and the amount of research that could be done to put an end to pediatric cancer. I do want to rewind the clock a little bit and talk about your daughter, Alex, who passed away in 2004, I believe it was. Yes. Kind of talk about, I guess, for the audience, right? For this being the first time that they're hearing about this, kind of speak to them on who Alex is, what she wanted to do. And then when she passed, kind of how you and your husband, Jay, took her baton and ran with it to this point today.
Alex was diagnosed as an infant with neuroblastoma, which is an infant cancer. And she basically lived the rest of her life until she died at the age of 8 and a half fighting her cancer. At the age of 4, she told us she wanted to have a lemonade stand. And her idea was if she donated the money to her doctors, they could help kids like her. And it was such an amazing thing. This was back in 2000 for her to want to do that at 4 years old. I never imagined what would happen in her lifetime and that she would build this legacy. She went on to raise $1 million in her lifetime from other people much like this, hearing about her and saying, I can do a stand, I can donate, I can do something to help you reach your goal. She reached her goal of $1 million in her lifetime. She passed away. And since then, we've been so fortunate to, I mean, really, it's been a gift to be able to continue her legacy. And I would say the largest gift has been that we have been able to meet families whose kids would not have been cured if it wasn't for research that Alex's legacy was a part of funding, and have them say things like, you know, we put an extra candle on the cake every year for Alex because, you know, without Alex, my child wouldn't be here. And that to me is just beyond anything I could hope for as a parent at this point. But in terms of her legacy, I think it just speaks to the fact that she gave us a way that everybody can feel empowered, right? If a 4-year-old girl who's fighting for her life can raise $1 million, I can do something. I can give at a lemonade stand. I can have a lemonade stand. I can dedicate my football season to helping kids with cancer. And that, like, beautiful idea has turned into now over $300 million raised. We have been able to fund 1,500 research projects all across North America. We've been able to help 15,000 families with our family support programs, and it just keeps growing and growing.
Liz, you're a busy person. I follow you on social media. It seems like every week or every other week, you're behind a television camera, you're on this TV show, you're on this person's podcast, you're on this live radio show. Why is that? What is it in you, and what message do you still want to continue to be pushing in 2025?
I mean, the message is that of gratitude for everything we've accomplished, and we have made progress. Survival rates are 10% higher than they were when Alex passed away. However, we're not done, right? There's still too many kids who are considered incurable. The treatments we're giving kids are extremely toxic for the most part. We need better ways to get kids to a cure so that they can grow up healthy once they've survived their cancer. That's really important to us. And we want to make sure that the families have the support they need. So there's still so much to be done. It can feel overwhelming at times, but then we look at where we started and where we've come, and we think, well, it can't be harder than going from the front yard to 300 million. So hopefully the next 300 million will just build on this momentum and we can accomplish all of these things.
You talked about you being busy. You talked about it being hard at times. Liz, where were you this week? I have somewhat of an idea, but kind of clue the rest of our audience in.
Okay, well, perfectly. I don't even know if you knew this. I was in Milwaukee early in the week at Northwestern Mutual headquarters. And the Brewers have a great partnership with Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade. So I went to an event there. It's phenomenal. And then I came back, and Wednesday morning I went to, I know there's going to be some haters, but if you love football, I went to the reigning Super Bowl champs, also known as the Philadelphia Eagles, training camp, because the GM, Howie Roseman, is a good supporter of ours. And he invited me to come out for the morning and just say hello and experience the training camp.
What does a Liz Scott offseason look like? So in the parameters of football season, right, we end around November, December, and some of those teams, that's when the playoffs start to roll around. So a lot of teams are off. So let's call it January to August. What does a Liz Scott offseason look like? How do you set your calendar? What are things that you want to do every season before football starts? And I know your life doesn't revolve around football like mine does, but for most of the audience listening, it does. So what is Liz Scott doing kind of behind the scenes before our FCS, Northwestern Mutual, and Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation Challenge starts?
This, the good part of the first half of the year, and certainly since June, is really focused on us lining up our, we're thinking about lemonade. So we're not thinking about football yet, right? June is our big month. That's when Alex always had her stand. And then right now, we're actually getting ready, and it comes along with football season every year. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So we are gearing up for that, mainly through this huge challenge we have called the Million Mile, where people log their miles all month long, their steps, their rides, whatever they're doing to move. And we try to get to a million miles together. So we're gearing up for that. And also all the just amazing fundraising that happens this time of year. So I don't know that there is an off season, but for the football off season, I would say it's full of lemonade for me. Lemonade season's winding down when football starts.
You answered my question at the very end. There was one thing that I was looking for, and that there is no off season. Liz, you just don't stop.
Right. Life, it goes from planning lemonade to lemonade to we have a whole bunch of events to the Million Mile to end of year to our gala. And then we start it all up again. February is probably my off season.
Okay. February is when you go on vacation, when you get a chance to breathe and relax.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Exactly.
Nice. Like Liz mentioned, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. There are football meatheads, football listening right now, but they're interested and just learned that this month coming up in just 10 days is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. What are some things that fans can do to learn more about what Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation does, whether there are events coming up, kind of how can they get involved to learn more about you guys? Because they already know enough about us.
I mean, easy, just our website or social media, Alex's Lemonade, they're both the same. On our website, they would see all the ways you can get involved, including participating in the Million Mile in September, which is actually a really easy way to do something that has a huge impact. They can learn about the family services we offer. So if they know a family in the community whose child has cancer, to connect, refer them to us, you know, just be aware so that when you never know, unfortunately, you know, in their lifetime, most people encounter somebody in their community who has a child with cancer, that they're able to refer them. And, you know, we have somebody on staff who works exclusively with families, helping them get the support they need.
Stone Lobanowitz of FCS Nation Radio having a chat here with Liz Scott, Executive Director of the Alex Lemonade Stand Foundation. Liz, we've talked about how busy you are. We've talked about why you're here and what we're doing specifically in collaboration. But I want you to speak to just the amount of schools that we have on board. And I know I asked you earlier in the show, how cool is it to see grow to 20 plus schools and 20 plus offices? But isn't this what it's all about? Because when you talk about a football team and you talk about one representing athlete, one managing partner from a Northwestern Mutual office, and us as a platform, it's not just three people, right? It's 50 from that football facility who are helping organize a player's representation of something like this. There are people at these Northwestern Mutual offices setting up and planning and organizing these events. So just talk a little bit to the amount of effort and the teamwork that goes into putting on events and just the amount of people that now we have on board. I know you know what it's like to organize a team and you see thousands of volunteers at some of your guys' events, but just speak to how much that effort means to you and kind of how big of a thing it actually is in scale.
The beauty of what you all are doing with this is very much like the beauty of what Alex started, right? I always say she was the spark, but it took more than Alex and her parents and her brothers out on the front yard. It took people responding to it and saying, I can help in some way, whatever that looks like for every individual. And that is what creates this momentum and this movement to cure childhood cancer that has allowed us to do everything we've done. And this is exactly the same way. Like the managing partner from Northwestern Mutual, the athlete, you know, the whole FCS nation is really behind this, right? It's not just the school's team and the power of Northwestern Mutual and our team working together. It's really, that's great, but that's not enough, right? Without other people joining in. And that this is just such a like fun way for people to be a part of the community of the FCS nation, but also of the community of people trying to help kids with cancer. And I don't know if I'm saying it in the way I mean to, but it really reminds me so much of how Alex started, and it just grew and grew and grew. And it created this amazing foundation that is changing the lives of kids with cancer. And that's what it's about. It's about everybody who can getting involved.
Absolutely crushed that right there, Liz. Okay, now call out fan bases that are participating this year. And I know you've done it a few different ways already, but kind of tell them why they should get involved, why they should back the athlete that is representing their school in raising money, ultimately, to stomp out pediatric cancer and put an end to it. I want you to kind of call out the fans and why they should get involved this year. I love the word that you used, momentum. That's what we have going right now. When people see that Liz Scott is on the show, they're like, oh yeah, here we go again. And of course, there are a few listening, a small bunch now, who still don't know what we're doing. So kind of call them out on why they should get involved and why they should donate money and why they should participate in the mile or whatever it is. Kind of call these fans out.
All right. I'd love doing that. So really what it comes down to is every single person has a way they can contribute. So we are true believers in there's no donation that's too small. You know, people think, well, I don't have $1 million or, you know, I don't have $100. We, our lemonade stands, you know, exist on $1 and $2 and $3 donations, and that has raised millions of dollars. So it's the same idea. Everybody, Alex gave us this thing, and what these athletes are doing is giving everybody a way they can support kids with cancer in a way that's comfortable for them. So you can donate. Okay, first of all, if you're a loyal fan of your team, which I'm assuming you are if you're listening to this, you really don't want your team to lose when it comes to helping kids with cancer. Who doesn't want to be the best team at helping kids with cancer? I mean, SDSU crushed it last year. They have set a high, high bar. But I think there's no reason every school couldn't do that, right? You don't want your school to lose. And then as far as, you know, maybe somebody doesn't really feel they can donate, they can share it with other people and encourage them to donate. That's an easy thing to do. Also can join the Million Mile, which is our September fundraiser. Free to join. You log your miles. That contributes to this goal of $1 million. Some people do fundraising with it, but you don't have to. We also collect the miles. There's so many ways. I guess what I'm saying is there's more reasons to do it than to not do it, to do something, right? There's more reasons to do something than not do something.
I think we wrap it up right there, that there are more reasons to do something than to not do something. There are just nuggets, golden nuggets that you dropped all over the place this entire interview, Liz. And I think that if there's one thing that people can take away from it, it's what you just ended with, right? You have more reasons to participate than to not. So why not dive in, dig in, get behind your athlete that is putting in his time, right? That is working his tail off each and every day for you to buy a ticket for your entire family to go put butts in seats and cheer on the team that you have been for some people decades plus. Right? It's the same thing. The scope of work, the amount of effort, the blood, sweat, and tears. People always talk about, you know, what is your why? And I think this could be one right now for a lot of fans out there listening who don't feel as if they have one or don't really have something to latch onto and feel as if they don't necessarily have a purpose. Well, I think pouring yourself into this and this challenge right now with FCS Nation, Alex Lemonade Stand and their foundation and Northwestern Mutual and all participating offices all over the country, this could be your why if you don't have one. And Liz gave you a plethora of reasons of why that is the case. Liz, I know you're very busy, but I cannot thank you enough for kicking off season 3 of this challenge that just keeps on growing. And I honestly can't wait for season 10, season 11, somewhere down the road.
Thank you. Me too. I can't wait to see what happens this season. I'm really excited to watch it.